I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. June began monsoon season in southern Asia and India. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says partner World Cassette Outreach hasn't yet fully recovered from last year's storms. Repairs further delay scripture translation and recording projects, and that's why they're trying to raise funds for a replacement center.
What it's going to do is to give these folks just the basic protection from flooding that would be available to anybody who had a house that was built at the right grade. It'll keep their cars out of the water. And the residence area for the staff is going to be up a floor, so they should never have to worry about flooding.
Meanwhile, government authorities in Malaysia demolished a church belonging to an indigenous tribe of newly converted Christians. The demolition happened just a few weeks ago. Authorities claimed it was built without state permission. Local leaders dispute that, saying the land was theirs and they can use the land for their own purposes. Local Christians intend to rebuild the church. Only about 9% of Malaysia's almost 25 million people are Christians. And Native American youth long to win their friends to Christ. But as MNN's Joel Hill explains, they face spiritual battles unique to their culture.
Natalie is the only believer in her family after she was transformed at the Warrior Leadership Summit sponsored by Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. But the powers of darkness didn't surrender quickly.
I used to go to Sunday school. However, I was brought up with the Navajo and Hopi practices of my people. You know, witchcraft was even involved with that.
Natalie says Christ delivered her from spiritism and gave her hope. Pray for Natalie and others as they return home to share their faith. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News in Roche, Missouri.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.